Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where in the world you happen to be, alongside Nick Charlebois. And yes, I did have to practice pronouncing that this morning. I am Christopher Harrison, and this is our SharePoint online development for Office 365. And the title actually sort of hides what it is that we're actually going to be doing today. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. We're actually going to teach this as an instructor-led lab. And I'll kind of talk about some of the different resources and so forth that that you're going to need. But let's go ahead and kind of do the stock stuff. I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. Nick will introduce himself. We'll talk about MVA and launch on into it from there. I am Christopher Harrison. I'm a content developer here at Microsoft Learning, focused mostly in on ASP.NET and the Office 365 developer side. Prior to coming on board here, I was a Microsoft certified trainer for 15 years, doing, again, mostly web and SharePoint Office 365. Still miss my Commodore 64, which is the best OS ever, that always gets very, very happy in the back there. I'm a longtime geek, presented at many conferences, and in my spare time, you can find me doing yoga, running more miles than most people would consider normal, and spending time with my wife and my dog. And again, I'm very happy to be joined today by Nick Charlebois. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over and over again, so that way I remember how to say it properly. So Nick, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Perfect. I'm Nick Charlebois. I'm the manager of collaboration at Library and Archives Canada. I am a .NET developer. I'm a PowerShell MVP, believe it or not. So I'm the chapter lead for local SharePoint groups in Ottawa. And I am the author of Beginning PowerShell for SharePoint 2013.
Excellent. Perfect. And welcome. Very happy to have you here. This is actually Nick's first time on camera. So again, welcome. Not to just call you out like that, but there you have it. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the outline and kind of what it is that that we're going to be doing today. And you're going to notice the outline that I have here is very abbreviated from what you're seeing on the break slides. That you'll notice that we only call out three modules here: the intro module, which we're going to go through, and then we're going to actually have three modules on SharePoint apps, which are going to be broken down, and then two modules on Office 365 apps. It just sort of, I think, made more sense to call it out in the beginning of the morning, broken down like this, that there really are going to be three main sections.
Yep.
That we're going to do the intro, we're going to have three modules on SharePoint apps, and then we're going to do two on our Office 365 APIs. If you're brand new to MVA, join the community. We've got this slide really needs to be updated here, and I do this constantly. But it's actually, I think now it's like 2.8 million. I think even my 2.6 number is old. But in any event, millions and millions of registered users, and you can go ahead and get your 50 MVA points. There's your little voucher code right there. And for those of you that are not sure where to find that, that's also on the FAQ tab as well. Now, like I mentioned earlier on, again, this is going to be sort of geared as an MVA, so we are expecting you to come into this with some level of experience. So we are expecting that you've done .NET. In particular, we're expecting that you've done C#. We are expecting that you have some MVC experience. If you haven't done a lot of MVC, you'll still be able to follow along, but definitely knowing a little bit of MVC is going to be very helpful. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that there is an MVA on MVC. And you can go ahead and check out myself and John Galloway and hear jokes about spaghetti. And then last but not least, true story. And then last but not least is hopefully some familiarity with SharePoint and Office 365. And then again, stop me if you've heard this before, there's an MVA for that. And what I really actually like to call out on the SharePoint and Office 365 side is that we've got a lot of great content on MVA for Office 365 development. And so this is really meant to help supplement that. So kind of maybe act as a starting point to journeying into that a little bit deeper, or potentially on the other side, maybe you've kind of poked around a little bit and now you want to actually start to get your hands dirty. So maybe one way or the other there. But definitely go ahead and check out all of that. So again, what do we hope today to do today? Well, what we really want to do is we want to walk everybody through the two DevCamp labs. Now, for those of you not familiar with DevCamps, they're in-person events where people will come together and walk through a series of Office 365 labs. There's actually five of those. I'll show off the GitHub location on where you can go get those. And one of the things that we sort of thought was, hey, it'd be nice to actually reach out and get a broader audience on that. Now, I know you're scheduled to deliver a couple of DevCamps.
I am. So in Ottawa and Montreal as well.
Okay. All right. Do you know the dates of those?
We don't, actually. So we're still looking through to schedule that.
Okay. But that'll be in Montreal and in Ottawa.
It will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for anybody in those particular areas, you can actually go meet Nick and check out the DevCamps there. And so again, what we're going to do with that is we're actually going to do two of the main labs inside that DevCamp. And that way, hopefully, we can kind of get your hands dirty as well. We're hopefully going to show up how to do development in Office 365. And then last but not least is answer all questions as they arise. Now, like I said, this is going to be an ILL. So we are expecting that you're going to set up a developer tenant, that you're going to head on over to the GitHub location that we're going to talk about, that you've got Visual Studio installed, and that you're following along. So just to repeat that, we are expecting that you are going to follow along, which again is very different than most of the MVAs. This is also then in turn a little bit of an experiment, and we know that as a result, what we're not going to do today is we're not going to walk everybody through the lab, and we're not going to be able to answer all questions. We're going to do our absolute best, but there is only two of us. There's many, many, many more of you, but we are going to do our best to try and help everybody get through those labs. Okay, so as I mentioned, in order to follow along, there's really actually three resources that you're going to need. Number one is you are going to need Visual Studio 2013. The Community Edition works just fine. And I'm going to go ahead and hit that little link right there just to bring that up. There we go. And this is where you can go download Visual Studio Community 2013, and this will actually work just fine. What makes 2013 really remarkable, the Community Edition, is that it's free. That it's actually the pro version, but it's available for free. And the limitations really are around what you're going to do with it. That basically, if you're going to make X amount of dollars a year, and I want to say it's like $1 million a year, it's a pretty high bar that you have to clear. Or if you're in an organization that's more than X number of developers, $1 million annual revenue. Or if you're in an organization of more than 250 PCs, you can see the numbers right there. Then this is actually free for you, which is I think pretty remarkable.
It is. Yeah.
Extremely powerful. So you're going to need that, and you can go download that in the background, and I'll put that link into the Q&A here momentarily. And then you'll also notice that you are going to need an Office 365 development environment. And I'm just going to follow this link. And on this link, what I want to highlight here is the fact that there are actually three ways that you can go about getting a developer tenant if you didn't already have one. So if you have an MSDN subscription, and in particular it's premium or ultimate, then you get a developer tenant. You just need to go activate it. That's actually where mine comes from, through work, through Microsoft. You'll also notice that depending on your Office 365 subscription, you may get one. And if you don't have either of those, then you do get a 30-day free trial, which last I looked, and I could be wrong on this, I don't think it's changed, but last I looked, it didn't require a credit card.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Okay,
no.
Good. And then you'll notice that the annual fee for that is $99. So if you didn't get it from there, then that's where you're going to have to go get it. And again, you are going to need that. Now, this little URL, and again, it's on the break slides. And again, I am going to put that into the Q&A window here in just a moment. That is where you're going to want to go to start walking through and setting up your developer tenant there. And I'm actually just doing this in the background, which is why you're seeing me kind of look down. And this is my Office 365. There we go. And somebody asked in the Q&A, and I just saw it, if 2012 will work. And I honestly don't know the answer to that. Do you know if 2012 would work with this?
It would work, actually, but there are some pre-built stuff that requires 2013, right? So it's just going to be easier if you follow along with 2013. But okay. It definitely works with 2012.
It definitely
version.
Does. Yeah, it does. Okay. All right. And then somebody asked about the not-for-profit offering of E3 or E1. And it looks like, at least on the site, and I'm just going to go right back to the site here and kind of call it out. It looks like E1 and E3, at least on the enterprise versions, are listed there. On the not-for-profit, I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither.
Sort of stumped us there. It sort of gets into like that licensing thing.
It does.
And neither one of us are licensing experts there. So you are going to need both of those. And then the last thing that you're going to need, https://whack, github.com, office, dev, and I want dev camp training. There we go. So this is going to be the last little thing that that you're going to need. And so in particular in here, what you're going to notice is this is what we're going to be basing everything off of. And again, I'll put this URL into the Q&A window as well. And so what you're going to notice is that we're going to do labs 3 and 4 here, which is your apps for SharePoint and then your Office 365 APIs. Number one is the introduction to the day. And this is sort of what we'll go through just through the deck. And then setting up the environment is just about walking through and getting everything set up and just kind of doing some testing. You don't need to do lab 2 in order to follow along. So we're actually going to skip that one. And we are going to expect that then in the background that you're going to go get A, a developer tenant, and B, a copy of Visual Studio. Right?
Correct.
Okay. Cool. Now, inside of here, let me just kind of show this off. You are going to notice that there's the hands-on lab. And so there it all is. And we're going to walk our way through through this lab and really highlight the different steps and the different things that you're doing. Because one of the things that we both hear very frequently when people go through step-by-step labs like this is that they go, you know, I walked through all of that, but I don't feel like I really truly understood the code. Like, I don't know what it is that that I actually accomplished there. And that's one of the big things that we're hoping to try and fix here, is we're trying to make sure that we do walk through the code, so that way, hopefully, when you're done, you'll know what it is that that you've accomplished. Okay, and so let me go ahead and throw that into there. So those are the couple of items that you're going to need. So again, I've pasted in the GitHub link. I just put that right in there, and you can actually see this. My video isn't up, but that's okay. There's my little Q&A window, and you can see all of that right there. Cool. All right. So those are going to be the couple of components, and again, I've got a big slide calling all of that out. The last thing that I want to mention is you are going to notice on the break slides, this is one of those rare times. I know a lot of you have probably seen break slides, and you just sort of went, I don't really, whatever, who cares, and you've just sort of ignored them. This is going to be one of those rare moments where the break slides are going to be important, because all of this information is on the break slides, and there's also going to be some great just Office 365 developer resources that are available there as well, which I think is a perfect segue into getting started with Office 365 development. Now again, I know people are probably going to be downloading things in the background. I know people probably are going to have questions in the Q&A. I will confess we had a bit of a technical glitch. We couldn't get Nick into the Q&A. I'm probably going to be talking a fair amount, at least for this first module. Nick will be chiming in, and I'll do my best to try and clear out the Q&A queue as we go forward. When we get into the first module, we'll actually start taking a look at code. Nick is actually going to be driving that, and I'll be able to just rest over here. That was my sort of rest. I don't know what that was supposed to look like. Anyway, so I'll just go ahead and rest over there, and I'll look a little less awkward than I just did, and I'll make sure that we get the Q&A caught up, so that way if people are running into trouble or getting stuck, that hopefully I'll be able to help clear all of that up. In any event, let's get started with Office 365, and we want to take a look at the basics. We want to take a look at the Office 365 app model, the Office 365 APIs, and finally, last but not least, but resources. But I think we should pause here. We should actually get a little note from my boss here. There you go. So Satya Nadella, who's my boss's 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 boss. I think that's about how far it goes. In any event, actually came out and said that the most strategic developer surface area for us is Office 365. That this is really a huge initiative by Microsoft all up, that's Office 365. And the ability to customize this, the ability to take your own apps and put that into that Office 365 ecosystem and be able to reach users where they're at, which is a phrase that I really like, is a great boon for developers. So it's a great way to actually get in and start rolling there. So if you're curious as to kind of the momentum here and where it all started, so Office 365 launched in February of 2013. More than 3.4 million Office and SharePoint developers. And this slide is actually about like 4 months old, 5 months old. So it's probably been updated ever since then. There's about 1,200 apps. About a third of them are paid with millions of installs. 142 new markets opened up in March of 2013. 400 plus petabytes of data. That's just a couple of disk drives there. And going forward, what you're going to notice is the real goal is to target all worldwide dev partners and to give you an open platform. So that way, regardless of what it is that you're using, be it Android, be it Apple, regardless of your REST APIs, then you're going to be able to access Office 365 basically from wherever it is that that you happen to be. So through your own JavaScript apps, through your own Android apps, whatever it is that that you happen to be using. Now, if you want to take a real quick look down history lane here, back in the 1990s, everything was just done locally on PCs and sneaker nets and NetWare 312. I mentioned that because that was actually my first certification, my CNA on NetWare 312.
That tells your age.
Yeah, I'm sort of giving that away, aren't I? My gray hair usually tells my age. But in any event, and then kind of going forward into 2000, our servers got a lot smarter, I think is the easiest way to simplify that. They started doing a lot more, and in particular, of course, SharePoint. But one of the problems was that as we kind of moved away from traditional PCs and more into a mobile platform with laptops and tablets and phones, that regardless of the device that somebody had in their hand, they wanted to be able to access their data, thus the move to the cloud. And this is also, in turn, where you come in. Because there are over 1 billion rather Office users in the world. You'll notice 1.2 billion mobile devices, and they're expecting by 2018, 1.8 billion. Everybody spends 2 to 3 hours per day inside of Office apps. Again, that 400 plus petabytes of data. So if you're looking for a new platform to write an app for, Office is definitely the space. Totally. And it gives you a lot of great advantages here, because what you're going to notice is that we can extend everything. That again, I love this phrase of meet users where they're at. Well, here's the thing. Users are already using Excel. They're already using Outlook. They're already using PowerPoint. So rather than forcing them into using your custom application to get the functionality that you're trying to offer, how about you just meet them right where they're at? So just create a plugin specifically for those Office products. Or maybe you decide to go the other direction, that maybe you do have an open platform, so maybe what you go ahead and do is use that to connect out into, I really should have drawn the arrow to there, into Office 365. So that way you can access somebody's mail, you can access somebody's calendar. And what I love about doing that is the fact that it allows you to sort of secondarily, again, reach users where they're at. Because if you're using Office 365 as the back end for your application, and you say, save a contact, or you create a calendar item, then when somebody goes ahead and they grab their phone and they fire up the exact same app that they would normally use, they're now going to see whatever it is that you've saved. So if you have saved out that contact, somebody's gonna be able to access that without having to open up your application, that they can continue to do this using the tools that they're already using. Again, meet users where they're at. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the app model here. And the main goal with the app model is, again, openness and flexibility. That not only do we want to meet users where they're at, we want to meet you where you're at. So if you are a Node.js developer, cool. we've got an API and plugins that that you can use, and you can program in Node.js. You're an AngularJS? Cool. We've got plugins that you can use with AngularJS. You're developing for iOS? Cool. We actually have a full-blown API that you can use in iOS. So regardless of where you're coming from, you can create connections into Office 365. And then in particular, if you're going to be creating apps, kind of spinning this back over to the website, regardless of the web technology that you're going to be using, you can continue to use that. Again, it's going to be a consistent platform, that the APIs and the REST calls are going to be the same regardless of where you're coming from. And thus, in turn, you're going to get that, that power enabled across all of your devices. So rather than having that tightly bound environment, and this is something that that Nick, you were mentioning earlier, you were doing it during the mic check about having to embed everything into SharePoint. That's really not the case anymore. That now, there's our little animation. Now what we're going to do is we do have our Office 365 and the productivity, but now the solution is going to be created using whatever it is that that we want. So if we want to utilize Windows Azure, if we want to utilize AWS, if we want to utilize another cloud service and allow that cloud service to actually provide the code and provide even some of the UI for the user to then use, you have that flexibility. So we get the little blue check mark at the very end
so,
there.
So this is definitely not our father's VBOS, right? Which was the ancestor of Office 365. We've come a long way from that.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Okay, so what's new here? And I want to just highlight this animation because whoever it is that built the slide deck, I'm sure spent hours on this animation. So I want to make sure that they get their just desserts here. So here you go. Watch over on the Extend Office Everywhere. Ooh, there you have it. All right, wow. Which is My Apps. So actually, you know, I'm going to bail out of the slides here, which is just going to drive Barry crazy.
No!
And that's okay. And I'm going to do something else here that's going to drive Barry crazy. Barry, I need you to not show my screen for a second. Thank you. Actually, that was interesting. It didn't show what I thought it was going to show. dev.onmicrosoft.com. I haven't finished my coffee yet this morning, and so I was trying to remember, okay, what's the name of my developer tenant? Like, okay, there we go. So let's show off this this new UI here. And so what I did is I just simply clicked on that little button on the upper left-hand corner here, and there is where our apps are going to be. So you'll notice that I've got all of the built-in ones, including admin, because I'm an admin here, but you're also gonna notice back over here that I've got my apps. And so if I click on My Apps, this will now show me all of the apps that that I have. But you'll also notice that any other ones that I'm playing with that maybe I haven't added in to my little screen up here, that I can go ahead and do that. And really the goal of that little UI is that's going to be the one-stop shop for users now to be able to access everything. So they want to access your custom app that you've built, they click that button in the upper left and they can either access that from the tile directly or again, they can hit My App and then they can access everything from down below. So kind of that nice clean UI to go in and access everything. And now I have to remember what slide number I was at and get back to it. There we go. Okay, cool. By the way, in case you didn't pick up on this, Barry is our studio guy in the back there. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Christopher.
He waved. All right, in any event. So let's go ahead and take a look at our apps for Office then. And what our apps for Office are designed to do is to allow you to extend Office. And I can't remember if we have a slide on it or not. And yeah, there we go. We do, DocuSign. So here's what's cool, is I am inside of my web-based Outlook, and I could actually be inside of my local Outlook as well. And what you're gonna notice over here on the right-hand side is there is my plugin. There is my DocuSign. So that way, if I wanna go in and put a digital signature on this, I can do this right here. So contrast this with what frequently happens in the past, where if I wanted to use an app like this in the past, what I would often have to do is save my Word document, open up another application, open that up inside of my Word document, and then go ahead and sign it. Now I don't have to do it, that you're gonna notice that it all happens right here. One of my favorite little new additions, and this was an app for the Outlook web client, is if you go in and you say insert right up here at the very top, and I go in and I browse to a document, one of the things that it will then do is say, hey, would you like to instead upload this into OneDrive and share this via OneDrive rather than sharing that out via email? And that really is that great capability of doing app development, that again, you're meeting users where they're at. So you're not changing behaviors, you're giving them additional functionality right where they're already sitting.
Yeah, it's all about building that immersive experience, right?
Exactly. Yep. Now, it's not just about meeting our users. It's not all about our users. Sometimes it feels that way, I know, but it's not all about your users. It's also about us as developers, you know? And here's what's great about the app model development environment, and I sort of hinted at it before, is that if you know how to do web development, you've got a huge head start on doing Office 365 development. That you can actually just hit the REST APIs, or if you want to use the Office 365 APIs, they're really not that challenging to learn, as we're going to show you today. So again, safe, robust, all of your code is gonna run outside of Office. You know, one of the things that I frequently ran into before I took the job here with a lot of my clients is, and in particular, I would see this when I was teaching classes, is they would come up to me and they would say, hey, Christopher, we would love to be able to do X, but our administrators won't let us. That it seems, and I'm basing this sort of off of my own feel, and something tells me you've probably seen the same thing, that it seems these days that administrators are getting much more cautious, much more... They want a lot more control. That's the way that I'm going to put that sentence. They want a lot more control over their server farm, and they're a lot less likely to allow developers to just run whatever code it is they want willy-nilly inside of there. And here's what's great about the app model is, first of all, not only does it work with Office 365, you could also still do apps for on-prem SharePoint as well, but none of that code, none of that code, none of your custom code is going to run in Office 365. None of that code is going to run in process on the user's desktop. So that way it's not running inside of Outlook. It's not running inside of Office 365, that it's either running inside of a browser or it's running on a remote server. So you have that nice, clean separation. In addition, you're going to notice that you've got your apps that are going to run on the full Office clients and on tablets and phones, and then again, kind of spinning all of this back, again, we have that full modern development environment. I hinted at our apps for SharePoint. If you want your apps for SharePoint, be it full page, that immersive experience, if you want an app part, if you want to create a new button, a new UI command extension, then you've got that capability as well. Then the question becomes, well, how do we actually get this out to our users? We can go with the app catalog. So that way, if you want it for just your users, you can do that. You don't have to share your code with the world. But if you do decide that you want to, then you can actually use the Office Store. So like I mentioned, the corporate app catalog, this is just your users. You get complete control over that. But if you do want to use the Office Store, you have that, that capability. Now, the last little thing to highlight here is the Office 365 APIs. And again, like we've already highlighted, whatever device, whatever environment, you're going to be consistent across all of them. So it's going to be the same APIs, and it's also going to be the same level of capabilities. So if you want to be able to, with SharePoint, and I'm just going to skip to the end on that little animation, to whomever it was that put together that animation, I apologize. You are going to notice that with SharePoint, that we had the three different libraries that we could go in and use to access that. spinning that forward now into Office 365, you're going to notice that once again, we have that API that we can use to go out access Outlook services, to go access SharePoint services, and to go access OneDrive, as well as our individual users as well. And you can do all of that by utilizing whatever platform it is that you might want.
And the cool thing about this, just to add on that, is the fact that you don't need to know. Good. So is that you don't need to know the object model inside out, right? I mean, it's kind of an abstraction layer that you add on top of it that just allows you to hook your applications into directly without exactly knowing how it works internally.
That's exactly it. Yep, absolutely. So the last little thing to mention here is that, again, this is a cloud-based service. So things are going to change. So that's what we had in 2013. So what we added in 2014, this is what we're going to continue to add going forward. And you are going to notice that there's going to be constantly new features. You know, keep an eye on what goes on at Build. Keep an eye on a couple of different websites, blogs, Twitter handles, and so forth that I'm going to show you right about now. How about this for a segue? So you'll notice dev.office.com. This is your one-stop shop for everything that you ever wanted to know about building for Office 365. dev.office.com. Let this be your starting point if you want to get in and you want to get started. If you want to figure out, well, how am I actually supposed to be doing this? This is where patterns and practices comes into play, that the patterns and practices people are all about how to use it and, well, best practices. GitHub.com/office-dev. This is where you're going to want to go to go grab all of the different GitHub projects. And this is one of the great things about the team that's putting all of this together is they're putting all of this out on GitHub. And all of this is being released under the MIT license, which means that all you have to do is just simply acknowledge that, yes, this is where I got the code from, and you are free to use that as you see fit. Keep in mind, however, I'm saying that I am not a lawyer. I am not offering you legal advice. Go talk to your lawyer before you go off and start doing anything based on a license. I mentioned, again, blog, blogs.office.com, so you can see everything that's changing. You'll also notice that there are weekly podcasts as well. If you want to see what's coming, office.com/roadmap. And then if you want to get connected with all of us, there is all the different links. Now, you're going to notice there, hey, that I didn't, I didn't spend a lot of time going through each one of those URLs because I don't think that that's really the best use of anybody's time is for me to sit here and read URLs. All of these URLs are on the break slides, and I will throw up the GitHub location to where our slides are coming from into the chat window. So that way you can grab them from there. Cool. So, like I said, that was sort of our real quick little intro module just to kind of get everybody started and hopefully give everybody an opportunity, if you hadn't already, to get Visual Studio installed, to get your developer tenant. I'm sure there's a lot of questions in the Q&A. So let's go ahead, take 10 minutes, kind of a perfect time to do that. I'm going to help clear out the Q&A and hopefully get Nick connected to the Q&A. And then Nick is also then going to drive, so that way you don't have to listen to me talk. Whoa. So we'll see you in 10 minutes.